Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Monday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. We've been here since Wednesday. It's been almost a week since we've been in the studio.
Bill, get on now.
He's ready. He's ready to go. Yeah, we're here on a Monday.
When your players showed up at meetings not ready, what'd you do?
Uh-oh. He's off the mic. He's been doing some studying over there.
Still background.
There we go.
When your guys showed up at your... Was it 7 a.m. meeting?
Yes.
this is the plane's not even off the ground at this point.
There we go. The mic is up.
When they showed up not ready, not attentive, dragging in, what'd you do?
I said, I sure wish you guys would be here earlier. It would help me a lot. That was it. Very calm. Very calming. Very calming.
Very calming. Come on.
Well, we're here. How was your weekend, Sip?
We're going into the coal mine now.
We are.
We're going into the coal mine. They're lowering us into the coal mine right now.
It's getting close to
work
that.
Time.
Well, we've got Big 12 Media Days coming this week.
Tomorrow and Wednesday.
You're going.
I wish I was going.
Yeah, Bill out to Vegas.
Gundy. Imagine that. Gundy.
You'd wear
Prime.
That shirt and people would think you were with the Oklahoma State contingent. So that's, what did you say, Tuesday and Wednesday?
Tomorrow and Wednesday are Big 12 Media Days in Las Vegas, Allegiant Stadium.
God, it's here. It's pretty much already here. You got to start listening to New Heisel every day now. New Heisel and Child.
I like listening to them. They're good.
Yeah, here I am promoting other shows.
It's fine. They talk football. Start. It's okay.
Yeah, we're in it now. I mean, I don't know. People don't have to think group think, but the way I think is I'm in it now. I turned the corner. It's summer's over for me.
Hope it was a good summer for you. I hope it was
good.
It
was just fair. It was just fair. But it's over. It's time now. That's what it feels like to me. It's go time.
You're locked in.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't really get a vacation. Don't even know if I needed one, to be honest.
You had Hawaii for a work trip back
in
September.
And you have a t-shirt with a chicken on it.
I got that.
I think it's a rooster.
I got that for a sip a couple years ago from Hawaii.
I think it's a rooster.
Rooster. It is a rooster.
Yeah.
Is a rooster still a chicken?
No.
It's in the same family.
464-5685.
Is a rooster still a chicken?
Can you do that? I don't know. Ben's here, by the way.
Young Ben is back from vacation.
Got his hours cleaned up. He'll be here for the whole show, he told me earlier today. I asked if he'd be here for the whole show. He said he would be. So that's good. He's also also worked for 2 weeks and then went on a week vacation. That was another one.
He was there Monday last week and he was gone. And now he's back again.
Ben Droz.
Young Ben.
Young
Ben. 7 Mile Ben.
Ben is here. We got a full boat. We got stuff to talk about. How was your guys' weekend? Mine wasn't very interesting.
Very laid back. Yeah, just spent some time with some family. Other than that, nothing too much. It was a great weekend.
I talked to you one time, and there was just a line of people waiting to talk to you. It's hard to talk to you on the phone because you got to talk between people giving you well wishes. I don't have that problem.
It was just random people on the road.
Right.
Would stop.
Just random people on the road stopping.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Bill, you want to come over? See, I don't get that problem.
He's living the high life, Sam. He's living the high life.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, they recognize him. And literally, a guy was like, do you recognize me? And had a little small talk. I was listening to the whole thing. And then the guy said, you want to come over? It was funny.
It's a good time right there.
Yeah. He did hear the whole thing.
I did. I could hear it all going down.
Is Farley locked out?
No, he shouldn't be. The side door should be unlocked.
Farley's wandered around the front of the
premises,
building.
Yeah, he's around the premises.
We're at 11th and... Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
How was your weekend?
Idle Chit Chat, I hung out for a while with Andrew Newton of Newton's Lawn Care. For real. I did.
So you're over at Cedars?
No, I was not at
what
Cedars.
What were you doing at Cedars?
What do you do
not,
here?
I was not at Cedars.
Andrew Newton, I sponsored the show. It says right here, Newton Lawn Care on my jacket.
Andrew shot me a text on the 3rd of July, like at 10:45 at night, late. Say, hey, if you have nothing going on the 4th of July, come on over for some fireworks and food. And we had nothing going on at nighttime. All the parties were out of town. We're stuck around in Lincoln. So we went over to Andrew's for an hour or two.
No,
that had
nice.
To be great.
And they were serving the cuisine on the 4th of July at Andrew's house was Mexican food and pizza.
That's pretty good. It's a good combo. Yeah.
You would think hot dogs, hamburgers. Yeah. No. Yeah. We're doing our own thing. And it was... It was wonderful. It was fantastic.
Mexican food and
what
pizza.
Does his yard look like?
That has
to just be ridiculous.
What do you think? It was immaculate. Not a sign of any sort of brown or weeds at all.
See, there's
some
pressure on him, though.
That would be pressure.
That's pressure.
That's pressure.
I mean, he has to have a good lawn.
It'd be awesome if you're in a yard business show, and it's just a mess.
What's going on?
Dandelions everywhere. And stuff. I don't have time to get to my own.
Yeah, that's pretty fun.
His yard was immaculate, looked great. It was a good party at Andrew's. Good, probably about 30 people there. Good crowd.
Good fireworks.
Yes,
they were shooting them all.
Yeah,
man, it was loud.
It was a good party.
It was loud in Lincoln. Yeah. Holy God!
How'd Bullet do?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
I was amazed how crazy it was. I mean, he just kept looking at me like, okay, what? Is this about over? That's what he was thinking the whole time.
And there'd always be, you get to about the 11:20 mark, and it's like, phew, it's done. Then somebody would rally back. There'd be a rally cap. And I think there's guys sitting around going like, just wait it out. We're gonna go big about 11:30.
Yep.
We're going to go big about 11:30.
No, there's no doubt about that, because at about 11:30, I couldn't even believe it. It went to a whole nother level.
I woke up at 2 a.m. and someone was still lining up like fireworks.
But there wasn't a lot.
2 in the morning.
No, there wasn't a lot, though. What I noticed is at about 1, then it kind of went dead silent. Like eerie. It went from just like artillery all around you to, they should call Artillery Day, by the way, not 4th of July, Artillery Day.
That's where Lincoln has changed the most. Now that the artillery shell is available, before it was that if you were shooting those you went to Missouri or South Dakota to get those. Yeah. Not now. You can get them here.
No. I mean, it's not really. When we were kids, okay, here we go. Yeah. Here we go. When we were kids, me and Bill, 4th of July was, those are pretty fireworks. Look at that. Lighting up the sky. That ain't what it is anymore. It is now.
You're the loudest boom you got.
Now it's, it blew my shower curtain down.
We had nothing like this.
Sips just trying to
No, we did not.
If you had those, you got the big cone? Yeah. Really? The big cone that shot up maybe 8 feet in the air?
Yeah.
It's like, whoa, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was just pretty lights back in the day. Now it's who can blow you off the ground. That's what it is now.
There's some funny videos. I sent one, I think, to Jake Sorensen via Messenger.
Yes. Where yeah.
There is just a neighborhood thing that went awry. Just someone's fireworks went into the stash of fireworks. Just see people scrambling.
Did it go under the van?
Under the van. Yeah, that's the one.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it was incredible.
The van blew up.
The van blew up. Everyone cleared out, and all of a sudden, the van blew up.
Went right under the gas tank.
Yeah, exactly what it did.
Just like you think about sometimes. Yeah. What if that goes under the gas tank?
Well, it did. That's what would happen.
What if it goes into the bushes and the bushes light on fire? Yeah, there's So no, Jake saved me Friday.
Well, let's get there in a second. Ready for that?
Well, we could. Oh, you want to keep idle chit chat?
No, I'm done. We can go.
Yeah, I got. My weekend wasn't. I was doing a lot of work. It feels like. Like I didn't have a lot of fun time. Maybe the third I did. The third seems like a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
it was Wednesday.
Yeah, but since then I haven't had all that much fun. And Friday,
the summer's over for you.
Summer's over. Jake saved me because Friday I wasn't in work mode, and that's when the Cooper thing happened. And Jake's like, "What's the deal with Cooper?" And I said, "What are you talking about?"
So on that, that's Idle Chit Chat sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care.
Please
call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs.
Jake saved me.
Let's rewind to Friday. Right about 6 o'clock, I'm heading out to an event for the night. Get on Twitter, X, just to check what's going on. All of a sudden, there's some news by Pete Thamel that Evan Cooper, Nebraska secondary coach and defensive passing game coordinator, has resigned as at that position in Nebraska, is now on the search, which they got John Butler, at least was the next day that was found out to be the replacement from the Buffalo Bills.
Right.
But, yeah, at 6 p.m., I don't blame you, Sip, for not being tuned in on a Friday night.
What time was it?
It was 6:02 when I texted you.
Just
Evan Cooper,
Classic news dump. Just a classic news
late
dump.
Friday.
Oh.
Late Friday of a 4th of July weekend.
Oh, cool, my God. If you're going to do it, that's the time.
Because
6:02.
There's people just reading about it today.
Yeah.
What happened? When? I was on the lake. I had no idea what was going on.
No, I was literally hanging a shower curtain. And Jake, thank you. I think I thanked you.
You did. Oh, you called me. You said, "What's going on?" I said, "Well, I just saw a tweet from Pete Thamel that apparently he's resigned from Nebraska." So, got it.
Okay, that's scramble mode for me. So
then all of a sudden, computer's open immediately.
Yeah.
Computer's open.
Table, shower curtain's down.
Shower curtain had to go to timeout.
Yeah, heart's beating about a million miles an hour. But then it gets easy because it's pretty much cut and dried. I can't say I didn't know there was a possibility, you know, but I did not know that it was going to happen then. I mean, so I was totally caught off guard in that regard. Totally. But it's a pretty cut and dried thing at that point. Thamel reported that Cooper resigned for personal reasons. Personal reasons. And that, it was announced Friday. Classic, just textbook news dump.
So how long were you working then after that on Friday? Just take the rest of your night up to report this?
Be most of the night, wouldn't it be?
Oh, not really.
You're probably, because you had to get all kinds of, I mean, there's probably sources, there were things you're like
a little
going.
Bit. No, just if you're asking journalism questions now, it's pretty cut and dried in the sense that it's Friday and you're not going to get the personal reasons answer. Everybody wants the, okay, what's the deal? Well, I don't know. It's tricky. It's a tricky one.
It's
why.
A classic example of journalism never sleeps. You can't do that. That's a big story. I tell you one thing. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to start working on this. Oh, no. I mean, so when you want to get into this business, you want to go to the College of Journalism, you want to be like Ben, you want to go over there and be involved in all this.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Yeah.
If you're a novelist,
on
maybe.
On call 24/7.
You're a novelist.
Like that.
Yeah, it's different.
A little different. I'm going to write a book. Yeah, when? I don't know. Maybe Thursday.
Whenever I get to it.
I'm driving, I'll make some notes. No, when you're reporting,
no,
that's way different. It's like the recruiting world. There is no, I'm going to get a hold of that guy tomorrow. There's no tomorrow.
God, that's interesting.
So you're in the
same
exact world.
When you say that. That's interesting.
So you had to have be on top of this. You had to produce something. You had to have a
June
something out.
It's got to
right
be out
away.
15 minutes.
I mean, 15 minutes. You got to have something out.
I always do that. I mean, I'm not technically a beat writer, but when the guys are all gone, I am a beat writer. And I when it happens like that, my thought is always, okay, I got 15 minutes here. You got to whip it together.
Now, is this normal or unusual that it was a Pete Thamel dump and not a something? Has anything
no,
come
this
from,
is a good question.
From the University of Nebraska? Has anything no, come out
okay.
through Keith Mann? And,
now,
and,
Keith did send a text that said, you know, we can confirm that he's resigned for personal reasons. Now, here's the way it works. People do want so they get an understanding. We break news a lot ourselves. A lot of times this sort of news comes from the agent world, and that's where Thamel operates, the agent world. Like people kept saying to me, how come he leaked this to Thamel? I don't think Matt Rhule leaked it to Thamel. I think it was an agent thing. Then I became very convinced it was an agent thing when the next morning at 7 a.m. is when the Butler news, when Thamel broke the Butler news. Now, I will thank Bill in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, for alerting me to that, because I wasn't ready for that
two
one either.
Separate people helping out.
7 a.m.
Yeah, people on your corner there, Sip.
Is this John Butler thing real? I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't know who John Butler is. He goes, well, I think he's a replacement for Cooper. And then I was in scramble mode again from 7 to 8 a.m. on Saturday. So, yeah, great. But that's what I'm saying. Then it clicked. Okay, Thamel, he's getting this stuff from agents because there's NFL people involved. So that's where. And Rhule had been vetting people for, I didn't know this. Until an NFL person told me, Rhule had been vetting candidates for 2 weeks. He'd been calling around in the NFL for 2 weeks. So things have been going on. That's why it could happen so quickly. That's why the Butler thing could happen so quickly, because he had it in line. He knew, he anticipated it, you know, I didn't. So I have Jake to thank and Bill in Pottsville to thank.
We're helping. We're watching out for you, Sip. Trying to help you out here.
Yeah, God bless you. By 8 a.m., that story was pretty much done. 8 a.m.
Yeah, good sources.
Well.
Yeah, Jake, get the ticket.
I need to be a little tuned in.
The ticket.
I just said Evan Cooper, question mark, and you said you called right away.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Got notified he's not here anymore, apparently.
Yeah, I gotta get Thamel on notifications.
Maybe
you know what notifications are, Bill?
What's up? No.
Anytime he tweets something, they notify you on your phone. Twitter. Yeah. The smart reporters do that.
They do. But you can do that. Last summer, if you recall, after media days, we get back, Bob Wager, the tight ends coach, was let go
that
of his
was,
position.
Yeah, that was July 28th. That was really close to camp.
Mm-hmm.
This one's a little more time.
A little more time.
Yeah. The situations are different. Yeah, Wager got a DUI, remember?
That's right.
And so that was, I want to say July 28th. And that was a little different, Jake, because they had a guy on staff, Josh Martin, who had coached tight ends at SMU and ASU. Full time.
Mm-hmm.
Seamless. Not really taxing. Wager's out. Josh Martin. Just move him up. In this case, it's a little different. Cooper didn't, I don't think, now Bill may know something different than I do. I don't think Cooper had like a Josh Martin. I don't think there was a guy in the secondary that was just sitting there and they could just say, well, you just have to take over. I don't think that was the case. Cooper was a domineering personality. He was a alpha. It was his group. And so they had to go get somebody.
And that person again, John Butler, who was with the Buffalo Bills for several years, also was with Penn State in the past, Minnesota in the past, and his goal is to be a NFL or college defensive coordinator.
Yeah, either
is
or.
The goal of his, you know, sometime in the very
well,
near future.
He resigned. I mean, he resigned from the Bills. It's an interesting story because
this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
I think it was in February. He resigned because he got passed over for the defensive coordinator job. They gave it to a guy named, I think, Bobby Babich.
Bob Babich.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm correct, former... North Dakota State coach, if I'm correct on that.
Well, his dad was a longtime coach, and this is the boy, Bobby.
Okay. This is his son. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah. I just saw the name, yep.
Yeah, his dad, Bill, was a longtime coach, and this is his son, who's 40-something. He got the Bills defensive coordinator job, and John Butler subsequently resigned. And, I mean, he resigned. He talks about it. He said, I want to be a coordinator. It's the next move for me. But he didn't, he didn't land that job. So he resigned. He had a year left. He had a year left on his contract. So he was sitting out there. He didn't get a defensive coordinator job, obviously. So he was sitting out there unemployed. And I don't know. not drawing a check, I wouldn't think. I mean, he resigned, right?
Yeah, if you resign, yes.
He's not drawing a check. Now, that doesn't mean he couldn't sit it out, because he had said in some articles that he was willing to sit out the year if he had to. So then along comes Nebraska with this situation where there's an immediate job open, it pays well, and he might be able to become the coordinator, you know, if all goes well. I mean, Nebraska has 14 guys, 11 guys maybe, that have started at least four games. I wrote it. I can't remember the exact number. I think it's 11 guys who have started at least four and 14 who have started at least one. It should be a good defense. White maybe will get looked at again, and then Butler. If there's somebody on the staff right now with Butler in the fold that would become the defensive coordinator if White left, it'd be Butler. I mean, his resume is just, he far eclipses the other guys. So people are going to say Dvorak. And he's a good coach. He's a young coach, though. He's in his 30s. He doesn't have nearly the resume that Butler does. Butler's a 51-year-old guy. And his time at Buffalo was good. I mean, it was good. He had a good 6-year run there. I mean, statistically, it was a great run at Buffalo. He was the defensive coordinator at Penn State. You guys remember in 2013. That was they had scholarship reductions. And it wasn't a terrible defense. It was just an average defense. The team went 7-5. 2013, right in the immediate wake of the Sandusky scandal. That was his 1 year as defensive coordinator at the big time college level.
Right.
He had been in a smaller college defensive coordinator. So that's that.
John Butler.
Thanks again, Jake.
You're welcome for that. Try to help out when I can in terms of that breaking news at 6 p.m. on a Friday.
He's done that before, Jake. Bailed the old man out.
I don't know if there's anybody more. We know when it comes to the stool, Jake runs the stool. He's in charge.
I hope people daily know that you're not being facetious.
Yes.
It's true.
Jake runs it.
I wasn't. Yeah. I thought you had known the information.
Of course you did, because you would think I would, but I didn't.
That's why I didn't call you. Said, if I text you, just give me the scoop. What happened here? And you just said, what are you talking about? Huh? What about him? What about Evan Cooper? He's not here anymore. Oh, okay.
I got this pretty shower curtain I'm dealing with.
He said, all right, I'll call you back later. Bye. Get time to do some work over here.
Yeah. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last time you probably bail me out of something like that. I always tell the people around me, particularly the young people, Hey, if something's going on, let me know.
That's what I did. Yeah. That's what I did.
Did you know about it, Ben?
Ben was in Colorado. He was in Colorado.
He's in Colorado.
He's gallivanting in Colorado. Having a good time in the mountains. Doing some hiking out there. Having a good time out there.
Were you hiking? He wasn't hiking. You weren't hiking.
No.
What else do you need to know?
Well, I was just going to say, in terms of Friday, I'm sure that everybody on this show had their phones blew up, right? On the after the news happened.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah, people. Yeah, there was stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, people on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm just trying to. If you do a Twitter search, there's a certain name that came up a lot in Twitter, and you know, that's the way it went. Friday.
I got about a zillion questions about it.
So there, did I.
There's a, it was very, very kind of a lot of people to reach out and say something to me or via Twitter.
You heard a lot of, at the lake.
Of people. I was way behind on the story too, because I was a couple hours behind like you, where I had no idea what was going on.
Not a couple hours
I was,
behind.
I was. Okay. But I said, I was way behind on that. But
because you were at the lake.
It was extremely, extremely kind. What people need to understand in this, it would have been incredible to have had an opportunity for the job, but that's not how it works in this business. It's just, you go with people that you have a past with a history with. That's just how it works in this business. Though, even as great as it would have been to been a part of a place that I have so much passion and love for, it was never in my mind that was going to happen. So that was but the fan base and a lot of people that reached out, and it was very, very kind, and I appreciate that. The Breakers, I'm not happy with the Breakers or with with you guys, because you guys have ruined some good coaching opportunities for me.
We have.
Yes, because I've refused to take a couple jobs because I actually really enjoy coming to work here.
And so, don't be mad at us.
So yeah, so I
just like
spent some jobs. I decided not to be able to do that. But
why would you want to do that when you can do this?
Exactly. But the time will come soon that I'll be back on the field again. I'm looking forward to that. And it would have been great to have been part of something here. But also at the same time, like I said, there was never a time that I thought that was going to happen, nor do I have any sort of like, what the heck type of deal.
No, I know you don't.
Zero of that. That's just not how it works in this business. But so now we'll just have to pack the family up when we go someplace to
maybe, but Bill would be a slam dunk. I mean, Bill would be a slam dunk. But it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't always work that way.
Well, I texted Bill about, 7:30. So it's, this is 6 p.m., 7:30. I said, my phone's blowing up. I imagine you are getting about 8,000 texts over there.
Yeah, it's an incredible
from
amount.
Friends and listeners, obviously.
Yeah, it's an incredible amount of texts we receive about you. I just try to, it's your business, so I try to kind of stay out of it.
But I think I think you did a great job. If you have an incredible hire, all those things will go very, very well. It'll be a lot. I would imagine people are coming off vacation just because of, you have to.
People meaning Tony coaches, White.
Yes, because there's a lot of work to be done. And this.
Thank you for saying that. I wondered about
a lot of work. Like, and Steve mentioned before, like, about things being, vetted prior to. You don't all of a sudden have this situation come up, and all of a sudden Rule didn't get the same information when Jake got it. This has been well known within the confines.
2 weeks for sure.
So you have they had a plan for that. So Tony White knew also. I mean, that would be
good point.
He would have been aware of.
Oh, he did
what
know.
what was going on. There's no one that wasn't like he didn't get the information the same time the rest of the fan base did.
No.
So they had a plan in place, and they have a great plan in place. So it'll be fun to this. They'll do tremendous.
But this is where we talked to Bill about this. Okay, Jake, think about it, and people don't think about this. It is, this happened on July, 6th, 5th?
July 5th.
So July 6th, and then July 6th, you have your guy in place. Camp starts July 31, okay? Camp starts July 31. I mean, you would think this guy, John Butler, he got to be here probably today, right?
Oh, I'm sure he's here. Yeah, you can't.
Or soon.
Yes, absolutely. It's not like, I'm going to be at Nantucket for 2 more weeks, then I'll buzz in there and we'll get this thing going.
No.
There's a lot of stuff
going on. I
wouldn't
think so.
You're right on the cusp of things right now. So.
Right. July 31, Jake. That's camp. Yeah.
It's coming up.
Okay. He's got a familiar. So, Bill, I'm asking more than talking. I mean, he's got to familiarize himself with personnel and probably vernacular. Yeah.
Good word.
And, he's got to learn 3-3-5. I'm sure that part's probably not the hardest part.
No, because in the end, coverage-wise, back in that it's way more like I talked about before how the 3-3-5 works, and I'm not on the inner bowels of it like Tony is and the how this whole defense started, but in the essence you're just making a four-man front in numerous ways with linebackers, with DBs, just all these different ways to do it. So in the end, once you kind of put it together, like, okay, this is this. But the back end, if you're playing quarter half two, field three, boundary three, man, pressure man, fire zone, all those different coverages, hot coverages, those will all be the same.
Okay.
So, but a lot of times it's like, okay, you'll be like, okay, all you're thinking in your mind is what is same as to me? And what is same as? This is this, this is this, this is this. And there's certain little things that kind of come, that will come up sometimes. I've been at places where all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we do that a little bit different here. It's like, okay. But if you want elite DB coaches, and you sat down with the elite DB coaches, and there's 60 of them in a room, and you gave them a cover four quiz in all details, and they would take them, they could fill out 8 hours worth of stuff, and everyone would get an A+ on the assignment. And it's just a matter of what are the little variables to it, what are the things you want to be able to get done. So the back end would be easier than it is the front seven.
Okay.
So coaching linebackers would be harder in the 3-3-5 than the back end would be. And so, in essence, you're still kind of like, okay, this is what we're doing here. I understand this part, this.
But you got to learn, there's some language you got to learn, right?
Yeah, there's always, and you have to learn all their language.
Right.
There's not a time when you come in and change that. That was one of the brilliance of Nick Saban was whoever came in, so all of a sudden it's Kiffin, Sarkisian, whoever is running the offense, They bring in someone brand new, like last year, from Notre Dame, who came in. Whoever comes in has to call everything exactly how Saban wants it called.
So we've got
to
learn it.
And so if you, your whole life, if you called an offensive formation this, it's no longer this. It's what Alabama calls it. And it was brilliant. And I've been part of that all over the place, right? You'd be going like, okay, they're calling this. You hear them talk about this. And it's like, well, what is that? Because we call it this.
Yeah.
No.
Can't do that.
No. And that was from you know what that's from? It's from a defensive coach. Uh-huh. A defensive coach is like, you can run whatever you want. You're going to call it exactly like I call it on defense. I'm the head coach. And here's how we're going to call the formations. Here's how we're going to call this. So we know what the groupings are and those things. But what he's going through now will be exactly that. Okay, when we call this grouping and we call this call, what is that? How does that, in my mind, same thing.
Okay, now also, Bill, the other part of this is the players. Okay, I mean, Cooper had talked to me in Belton, Texas about, oh, this is great. It's year two, so the players understand how I coach now. There was going to be he was really excited about that because he says he's harder on them than a lot of coaches, but now they understand me and it's going to be much better. Okay, that's over. The players now have to adjust to a new guy. I know that some players didn't know this was happening. I know that. It was a jolt. So it's a jolt to the guys. Now they got a new guy in their room.
There's an adjustment. Yeah. There's an adjustment. Because first of all, maybe someone was doing some really good things and trending the right way. He's a two or exactly. He's a three. But he's like, hey, this guy's trending the right direction. And he built up a lot of time in front of the coach.
Right.
And now you have to build up your time again in front of the coach. If you're already in that role of a starter, you're an Isaac Gifford or something like that, you're probably not near as stressed like, is my job back on the line again?
No. Veteran, those guys like Tommy Hill and Gifford those guys probably not as much stress.
Not as much stress about where they stand.
Right.
They'll be told.
Right.
Here's where we stand.
Right.
These are your guys. These are your guys. And there's always, and then at the same time, then there's always hope because there's probably some place where maybe it wasn't going as well. And now they're like going, hold it. I got a new coach in here now.
Right.
So now maybe I get a do-over. Maybe I get to start this thing over.
This is like a new boss. When you get a new boss, there's always some anxiety, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've dealt with it many times. Dealt with it many times. And there is some anxiety. So there'll be some anxiety. It's a jolt. It's not ideal, and that's what I'd stress. This is not ideal at all. With camp right in front of you, you had good continuity on that defense from year one to year two. Not a ton of continuity, but you had it. Some of it got blown up. It's not perfect. It doesn't have to be bad. I think they got a good guy. They got a veteran guy, which I think is important. And a guy who's seen a lot. So I think that it worked out, but it's still a really challenging situation. It is. It's a challenging situation.
Yesterday evening, there was some people that were getting concerned about Terrence Knighton on Twitter. Terrence Knighton, pot roast, the defensive line, the D-line coach, took Nebraska off his bio for, I don't know, maybe an hour or so.
His Twitter bio, Bill. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, you know, social media is going crazy. You can hear about
this. Oh, it
was crazy. Now backup, he's got a picture of Nebraska back on his bio, but that's the power of social media right now. People freak out. Especially after news of Evan Cooper and now John Butler.
Oh, it was a major freak out.
Yesterday was crazy.
Yeah.
So
it was
annoying.
A major freak out.
So annoying.
I don't know. I mean, he put his stuff back up.
He did. It's back up.
It's, like you said, odd. Still a story in some aspect because that you would just randomly take everything, scrub your thing of everything from Nebraska. And then all of a sudden, an hour later, you put it back up.
And people were on edge.
Yeah.
Yep.
After so Cooper, people were on edge.
A little bit of a... So I understand why people were asking or what is
100.
Going on.
If they lost Knighton and Cooper right before camp, hello.
Come on.
I mean, that's code red.
That's a lot.
There's sirens blaring.
Very good defensive line this year, too.
My standpoint, I don't think there's anything going on there. It's not like we didn't check into it. I mean, that's how I'm operating today. And that would be, and I mean, I talked to Knighton more in Belton and Houston. I talked to anybody. And I know Belton and Houston, those satellite camps, when there's downtime, you talk to those guys. I know Terrence Knighton is excited. He was excited about the guys he has. The only way he's not taking another job. I mean, there's no jobs open at this time.
No.
I mean, if he was leaving, it'd probably be similar to Cooper's situation. Because there's no jobs don't open at this time. It's not, this is not the time where he would go to the Baltimore Ravens. You know, right?
Right.
I mean, I know he had chances to go. I know that. But so it wouldn't be that. And he'd be leaving. Look what he'd be leaving.
A pretty dang good unit.
Really good. Yeah, a good unit.
Very good
unit. Maybe the strength of the defense.
Could be.
Yeah.
Before we get to break, there's a lot of talk there. We're probably very hungry right now for some breakfast. Early bird.
Early bird. 19th, gets the pancake.
19th and K. That's right. The early bird gets the pancake. He's on the wall outside.
What is it? 19th and what?
19th and K. Not far from the Capitol. They've got breakfast, lunch, and brunch with classic diner options like breakfast burritos, French toast, and chicken fried steak. But also, how about cinnamon roll pancakes? How about the hash holes, the appetizer, and brunch cocktails. Yeah, that's right. Brunch cocktails. Early bird, the place to be. 19th and K in Lincoln. Also locations in Omaha and in Iowa.
Ask them about how much they enjoyed their 4th of July weekend.
Okay.
You know why? Why? No, they were at work. They were open. That's what they did. Here's what we do here. We do breakfast. We do breakfast here. That's what they are.
On July 4th.
America.
They were there.
America. Thank you, Jamie Burrows.
Jamie Burrow.
Yeah.
The former middle linebacker, 2001, probably led him in tackles. If he didn't, he was right up there. I remember Jamie very well.
So
I might have to slip over there.
19th and K, early bird. Get there right now before the break. We come back. The permanent uphill battle Nebraska faces in the Big Ten. We'll discuss that next in early break in the ticket.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.